Welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm Pete McLeod, Ed Luly.
And it's Athletes of the Month time.
Athletes of the Month, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings and Premier Dental Arts. And no surprise, Michaela Daniels of Frederick High School, the defending state champions in 3A. The girls basketball is one of our Athletes of the Month for January, too.
As she was last year.
As she was last year. Second year repeat. I think it's only the second repeat performer we've ever had. But you deserve it. We'll give you your stats in a minute. And the male athlete of the month for January, Nicholas Lang of Linganore High School. And congratulations, Nicholas.
Thank you.
Great basketball player.
And your older brother was here not long ago as the athlete.
Last year.
So we're a family affair. And he's doing well at Shepherd, right? Playing at Shepherd.
Yeah, he loves Shepherd. He's actually a sophomore this year at Shepherd, but
Thomas Lang. Yeah,
yeah, he's getting a lot of time, and they're having a good year, so he loves it.
Wow, and actually, that brings us the first question we should ask: where are you guys going next year? Michaela, you're going.
She's
you're
only a junior though.
Year after next. You verbally committed to University of Arkansas.
Yes.
So you'd be a Razorback.
Yes.
Okay. You're right. You're a junior. So not next year. It's the year after next. So hard to believe because it seems like you. Of course, you started as a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. It's you got a head start on everybody, and then you, as state champion last year against Athelton, you scored 47 points in the state championship game, which mm-hmm. is pretty incredible, close
Thank
to a record.
You.
And you guys won the second state championship of this decade for Frederick. They won yes. in 2011 with. Kivette Hammond, who's the athletic director now, the mm-hmm. coach, and Ashley Bush is the coach right now, and she racked up a state championship last year.
Yes.
And the year before, as a freshman, you took them to the Final Four
mm-hmm.
in Maryland, losing in the state semifinal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Nicholas is going to take his Linganore team all the way this year, right? It's a long, long haul.
That's the goal, though, state championship.
It's the goal.
Yep.
But, of course, first you got to win the region and all of that, and it is there's minefields all over the place, as you mm-hmm. know much better than me. Teams that are can have wonderful nights, you can have somebody not missing shots, and that could be enough to really sink the ship because it's one and done basically. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, there's definitely some good teams in our section and region, but I mean we think we can make a good run in the playoffs this year.
And Michaela, how do you? Handle the pressure of the playoffs. You've certainly been experienced now. This would be a third go-round.
I think we use the pressure and we turn it into motivation because I think a lot of people expect us to go far and a lot of people don't want to, like, fail to being successful. And so I think we turn it into motivation by just working harder and living up to those standards and goals.
And last year now up at Towson University where you won the state championship, the Athelton team came out. And, they wouldn't be there if they weren't an excellent team,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yes.
And you knew the work you had cut out for you. And
mm-hmm.
How did you – you scored 47 points mm-hmm. in that game, which is just almost unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel before the game? Were you nervous or how did you control it?
I was definitely nervous. I was a little less nervous than I was the year before because I had already outperformed what I did. My freshman year, but I was still nervous. I don't think I've ever played on a stage that big. And my freshman year, I didn't really know what a state championship meant. And then my sophomore year, I kind of knew what it meant. So it would just put a lot more pressure. And so I was very nervous, very nervous.
Two questions. And mm-hmm. I asked you this last year.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we've seen over the years is a team that's successful is having fun. You guys
mm-hmm.
still having fun?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Are they putting a lot of pressure on you? I mean, fans, coaches, and teammates in school for this year?
I don't feel the pressure from my teammates or my coaches. Maybe by fans or, like, people in school who are not there at practice every day. They just expect us to always be doing good. We can never, like, have a mess up. So
that's really
them.
Difficult to deal with, though, sometimes,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
Yes.
But having had the experience you've had, mm-hmm. doesn't that help, too?
Definitely. Yes, it helps. Helps a lot. Now we don't get frustrated.
Well,
Michaela Daniels. And I want to also ask, one thing I've noticed about both of you, really, you do so many different things. You're not one-dimensional players, neither of you. You both play actually similar games. You can score with the best of anybody, both of you. You play good defense, and you both do other things like assists. You're a leader in assists, so is Nicholas. Nicholas leading in all three categories, in assists, rebounds, and points. You're in the top 20 in Frederick County in all three categories. You're in for assists and for scoring and points, mm-hmm. Which is very important. You're averaging over 4 assists a game, which is really, mm-hmm. really good. It shows you're an unselfish player. You're looking more for the team to win than, you know, rack up as many points as you can. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But I noticed, Nicholas, since I first saw you play, I guess you played as a freshman, I think, didn't you? When you
I got moved up as a freshman for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's why I remember you were.
But I didn't really play.
But you were there.
I was there.
I remember you there. But I mean, it seems like you've been around forever. you're still as a senior now. But as a sophomore, you played quite a bit with your older brother as who was a senior that year.
Yeah, that
Thomas.
That was a good year for us. I mean, I think we were 20-2.
Yeah.
So one of the best years that we've ever had at Lingenwehr. But yeah, it was fun playing with my older brother.
But you steal the ball, and of course Ed saw you play Friday night in there. You yeah. both play. You're both in the thick of the action all the time.
3 points, shooting a 3-pointer. It's not easy to do, but you seem to get in a groove. Is that what it is?
I mean, it's just a lot of practice, really. I was kind of struggling early on the season with my 3-point shot, but it's been falling recently. I've kind of caught fire.
Okay, you've got an older brother that's playing at Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
You have a younger brother.
Sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yep.
And you have another younger brother.
Yep.
That's in middle school, right?
8th grade, yeah.
And they all play basketball, right?
Yep.
How did this become a family tradition?
I mean, my dad played at Georgetown, so he really showed us the game when we were young. But my parents really never pushed us to play basketball. Like, they never forced us to play. Like, we all play baseball, but we all just love basketball and love competing, so we all just chose basketball.
Let me guess, he's still having fun when he plays?
Who, my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't play anymore.
No?
Nah.
He doesn't practice? He doesn't go out and shoot hoops?
No, he messed up his shoulder, so he don't play.
But you enjoy playing from the beginning, right?
Yeah, all my brothers, we always play against each other, and it's fun.
You cheer each other on? Have you gone to Shepherd and watched the game?
Yeah, we try and get up to Shepherd as much as we can because it's fun watching them play. So.
It's a nice environment there,
yep,
too.
Yep.
It really is.
They got a good team this year.
Michaela, your mom's she was here with you last year. She's here mm-hmm. tonight.
Yes.
We tried to drag her down into the studio, but as you know, it's kind of tiny down mm-hmm. here. She declined. She's a big cheerleader when you're at the games because I have seen her sitting there
yes.
cheering you on, watching, being very involved.
Yes.
Does that help?
Sometimes she'll try to tell me to do something. I'm just like, you don't know what you're talking about. Please, it just frustrates me when you talk about something you don't know about. So just sit on the sideline and just cheer.
But you forgive her because it's all well meant, right?
Yeah, it is. It's all well meant. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to? This is your junior year,
mm-hmm.
okay? You already know you're going to go to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to achieve something that most players never achieve in high school, which is getting to a division. Well, just getting into any college and playing is an incredible feat.
Mm-hmm.
But getting in a Division I school with a reputation like Arkansas, how's that feel?
It feels pretty good. It's a lot less weight on my shoulders because now we're not.
You don't have to worry about
it. Yeah, I don't have to worry about still looking at colleges. I know where I want to go. So I think it's taken a lot of weight off my shoulders this year, and now I can just play basketball and have fun.
Did you go down and look at the campus?
Yes, I've been down there twice.
That's a nice area.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yes.
In fact, you said, I think you were quoted in the paper saying you liked it because it's just big enough, but it's not
yes.
too small.
Yes, definitely.
So it was just you felt that you would fit in there on mm-hmm. the Arkansas campus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Division I women's basketball now you're going to be playing. So that's,
yes.
that's a tremendous challenge. Mm-hmm. Does that scare you at all?
No, I think it gets me excited. I mean, it's not that there's not a lot of competition in Frederick County, but I want to, like, get out of this area and see, like, other people's style of game and how other people play. And I think the challenges will make me, like, just work harder to get to where I want to be.
in the Southeast Conference, you'll definitely see see a lot of different styles. That's quite a tough conference for women's basketball. That's where, of course, the legendary University of Tennessee, Pat Summitt, was there for so many years. So it's it's great basketball down in that area. And I got to ask you, Nicholas, how do you handle pressure now with the Linganore team? Because you're coming up against big games all the time. TJ is strong. Tuscarora is strong. Frederick boys, are you can never turn your back on them. They're strong. And not to mention your traditional rival Urbana and Oakdale and all those teams. You never have a night off around here because even a team like Middletown can jump up and bite you.
Yeah, there's definitely some good competition around. Teams we play are really good, but I mean, coaches told us from the beginning that we can't let pressure get to us. We just got to, you know, keep everything in the locker room and don't listen to the noise outside. Because, I mean, coming into the season, I don't think many people thought we were going to have such a great year. And so I think when we beat Oakdale early on, people started seeing that we were a really good team. But he said we can't listen to the noise, and we just got to keep working. So.
And that's Tom Kraft, your head coach.
Yep.
How is it to play for Coach Kraft?
It's great. He gives us a lot of freedom to just play and do our thing on offense and then on defense, pretty much all man. So, I mean, he's just a great coach, and then gets us to work, you know, very hard to practice and stuff like that.
What do you think makes a good coach?
Just a leader, pretty much. Obviously they got no basketball, but just a guy that can get everyone ready to go and then be well prepared for the games.
And then Michaela Daniels, your head coach is Ashley Bush,
yes,
who is a great player herself in her day, as I'm sure she's told you about.
Yes.
Well, she should anyway. She was a great star. And she has maybe a different style. I don't know. I noticed, in having done a lot of games of your games the last few years, she does she talks to the officials.
Yes, she does. Yes.
As no getting around that. If you've been to a Frederick game, you'll see that. And she is into the game. When you guys are ahead by 30 points, the game is in the bag. She's out there, you know, making sure that you're playing the right way and making some of the players coming off the bench. If she sees them make a mistake, she gets very upset.
Yes, I just think it's. It's not all about winning. It's about us getting better. So when she sees that we're up by that much, now it's about getting better. It's not about what the score is. Now we're trying to make sure we're getting through our plays, checking our boxes for our defensive assignments and everything else.
And I know there's certain players. In fact, we asked her about it in the postgame interview, certain players, I won't name them, but that she got into the game like against TJ last week in the intra-city game. And you're up by 20, 25 points or even more. I forget what it was. Mm-hmm. But she's, you know, making sure it was like she was grooming some of these players that had come off the bench to, in case somebody got in foul trouble of the starting five, they could come right in and you wouldn't lose a beat, you know.
Yes.
I'm sure that's.
I think that is just like when your name is called, you have to be ready. But some coaches don't really focus on the players who are not in the game. But I think she does a good job of focusing on everyone. So when that player's name is called, they have their coach that believes in them that they can go do what they can do on the court.
Well, Ashley Bush, she's the coach. She's the defending state champion 3A, Frederick High School girls basketball. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Nicholas Lang, our male athlete, high school athlete of the month in January, and Michaela Daniels, the female athlete of the month for the month of January. Michaela from Frederick High School and Nicholas from Linganore High School. And we're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and by Buffalo Wild Wings.
This is a question for both of you, okay? Because the fan support in your gyms, okay? And I haven't been to your new gym yet, but I hear it's pretty nice.
Yes.
And Linganore and Frederick, it's like unbelievable. Mm-hmm. The volume of the cheering from your student sections is off the charts, both of you guys. Mm-hmm. Does that help? Or you don't notice?
I really don't notice because usually the fans like make me more nervous for a game, so I usually don't pay any attention. I don't notice it. But, I mean, I do appreciate them, but I can't focus on
You're in the game.
Them. Yeah.
Nicholas?
I think it makes for a fun atmosphere when you got all your friends in the crowd, you know, cheering you on and, you know, just rooting for you guys to do great. But, I mean, they definitely help us. And then when they talk to other teams, I mean, if they get into the other team's head, then that's always a boost for us too.
Well, you go around, Urbana is the same way, and loud as heck. Most of the schools are good. But in particular, Frederick, Oakdale's pretty bad too. I mean, as far as volume, I mean, not bad, but the intensity of the students is just incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that makes Frederick County maybe a great place for competition, mm-hmm. is because of how involved the students and the fans are. Mm-hmm. You think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, we get a lot of people to come to our games. So, I mean, it's just a fun atmosphere for us. We like playing in games when there's a lot of people in the crowd.
Now, does that help you get ready for playoffs?
Probably, knowing that every playoff game will be, you know, winner.
One and done.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people in at those games, too. So, that since we've played in games where it's crowded before, we know what that's like. And, I mean, we're not going to be nervous going into playoff games.
You're a senior, and I'm going to ask you what I always ask seniors. You started how old?
Like three, probably.
Like three, four?
Yeah, pretty young.
Okay. Looking back, how quickly has that time passed?
It's going pretty fast, but, I mean, I don't know. You just enjoy all the time you get playing basketball, and I'm going to try and play for as long as I can, so.
Well, good for you. We wish you success this year.
And, Michaela, other people on your team now, I'm fascinated by Bubakar there, the freshman,
yes,
Rose.
Yes, very athletic.
Tell us about some of the other players on your team. You guys are 17-2, so you've had some success. Only losses to Middletown and then, I guess, a holiday game there. But you're going to get another crack at Middletown in the CMC championship game, which is coming up Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Anyway, who are some of the other players we should know about on your team?
Kirsten Linthicum.
Oh, yes. Miss Clutch.
Almost anywhere, yes. If I drive, I know she's somewhere spotting up. Jalen Montgomery. She's a big body. She's strong in the post. Natalie Washington. She'll grab a rebound for us when we need it.
And she's not that big, you know. She hasn't got the big physique.
Small, yes.
And she gets those rebounds. I don't know how she does it.
India Keen. She just came back from an injury a few games ago. Now she's the point guard, so that's kind of helped a lot.
Yeah, what about this freshman, Rose Bubakar?
Yes, Rose, I don't even know. I don't have words. She's very athletic. I think she has a lot of learning to do, but I love playing with her. I've never played with someone where you can just throw the ball up and they'll go get it. But her, I can just throw it up there. She'll out-jump everyone, tap it in, anything.
And we're not even scratching. There's a bunch of other people on the bench there. They're very good coming off the bench.
Yes.
And Coach Bush uses them. Your teammates on the Illinois Lancers, Nicholas, who can you tell us about?
Well, Drew Tillman, obviously we talked about
him. Drew Tillman, who just, I saw a big change in him from last year to this year. He's really a big part of the team now.
Yeah, he's a lot more aggressive this year. So he does a lot for us on offense and defense. And then we got two sophomores, my younger brother, Sean, and then Matt Schiller, who's a center. And then we got Christian Nolan, who's a junior, like wing player. He's really aggressive too on offense, and he's a really good defender for us, can guard multiple positions. And then off the bench, we got two seniors, Zach Willett and Joe Kolick, both football players. So they're really tough, and they just help us, give us a nice spark when they come in. So.
And you're comfortable with Coach Kraft, Tom Kraft there, and his style of coaching.
Yeah, he gives us a lot of freedom on offense, and he likes to push it. But obviously some teams are more athletic than us, so we'll slow it down. And then on defense, we do a lot of pressing this year because of the shot clock. So we feel like just if we can keep teams even in the backcourt for like 8 seconds, that'll help us. And then pretty much all man, but we do mix in some 3-2 and some 1-3-1.
Because you're mostly a man-to-man defense.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's a tough row, and of course the playoffs coming up, and it's a one-and-done situation there.
Yeah.
I want to ask, since the game is coming up Tuesday, you get to play Middletown again now, Michaela. That's one of your only two losses of the year, and that it was at Middletown, first game of the year, so you maybe could use that as an excuse that you weren't quite ready or you took them lightly or whatever. But are you looking to that CMC championship game as proving to everybody that you are the best girls basketball team in Frederick County? Or
I think we're all looking forward to it, but we're not really focused on it yet because we still have another game before that we need to take care of.
Sure.
So right now we're focused on Oakdale, but I think everyone's definitely excited to play against them again.
Yeah. What did you remember about the Sailor Poffenbarger, the sensational freshman everybody's talking about? What did you see that makes her so good?
She can shoot it from about anywhere.
That's a good start.
Her height definitely makes a difference. I mean, someone with that height that can dribble is very rare, especially in girls basketball. So that makes it a lot harder to guard.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
And I have to say, when I saw you as a freshman, mm-hmm. you were the most poised vet. I mean, you did not play like a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And to a certain extent, Sailor's the only other person I've ever seen that's
yes.
about the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering how that game would go. But you've got some experience on her,
mm-hmm.
So that's something. But, I mean, I think it's really exceptional. Frederick County's got two athletes of your caliber. I really mm-hmm. do. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
And you're a junior. She's a freshman, for mm-hmm. goodness sakes. But I remember you as a freshman. I mean, you were really outstanding. I told Pete the first time I saw you that.
Thank you.
So, well, it's true. So
that was in the TJ Frederick game, the first one, the first time we saw her, and it was, who is this? You know, that's the first thing. And where did she come from? You know, then we found out she was a freshman. And we said, that's just unbelievable. But anyway, we'll go on here. Once again, we're talking to Nicholas Lang of Linganore High School, our male athlete of the month, and Michaela Daniels of Frederick High School, our female athlete of the month. We always ask, and you probably get tired of being asked this, but we always ask, if people are interested, your greatest moments in your greatest moment in sports so far in your careers. Of course, you got a long way to go, but Michaela, what stands out more than anything else?
Definitely would be the state championship last year.
The state, I would think, 47 yes. points and the state championship. Three. Nicholas, how about you?
For me, it would probably be getting pulled up to varsity my freshman year because they actually went to the Final Four.
That's right.
Yeah, and they lost that game, but it was still a great experience to be in an atmosphere like that.
What's it like coming up as a freshman and all these? They almost look big and tall to you.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I didn't play when I got pulled up. I just practiced with them, but I think it really helped me because my sophomore year I did play at varsity, so I think it helped me. You know, get used to the speed and the strength of the guys even before, like, my sophomore season started. So I knew what I had to work on in the summer and stuff like that to prepare myself for the upcoming season.
What was the biggest thing, biggest difference that you saw?
The strength, definitely. Because my sophomore year, I was pretty small still. But, I mean, I was practicing against, like, Tyler Flegel, if you remember him.
Oh, yes, a football player. Yeah.
He's a big body, so yeah. I was kind of getting pushed around a little bit.
Well, and how about you, Michaela? Now you can remember back to your freshman year when you came on the scene. What surprised you about the caliber of play that you were suddenly introduced to?
I think the speed of the game. In middle school, it's very slow, actually. And then when I came to high school, it was pretty fast, especially on the varsity level. And probably just like the amount of days we practice a week. Usually it's middle school, it's 2 days a week. When we got to high school, it's 6 days out of 7 days.
Six days out of seven.
Yeah. I was like, maybe this is not for me. I don't know.
Well, you settled in and going back to your, when you were a little girl, when do you first remember, what was the first organized basketball you played in?
I think it was like kindergarten, and then I stopped and played another sport, and then I came back to basketball in third grade.
Okay, so you went like, okay, like mm-hmm. that. And do you remember back when you started, Nicholas? How old were you?
I don't really remember the exact age I was, but I know I've been playing for as long as I can remember.
Okay, well,
that's... But with all those brothers and your dad, it's surprising.
Yeah.
You have a family. What do you do around the supper table? Do you talk anything but basketball?
Pretty much all sports. My mom gets mad sometimes.
Well, do you talk about something else once in a while for her?
I mean, not really. I'm going to be honest. It's pretty much all sports at our house.
How about a pro player you admire?
My favorite basketball player is Russell Westbrook. Yeah, I love like how intense he is. Every time he plays, he just goes really hard. So that's something I try to use in my game, just go hard every time I'm on the court.
Do you have a favorite team?
I don't really have a favorite team. I just like watching Russell Westbrook play.
Okay, Russell Westbrook, that's a good one. Michaela, how about you? Do you have a pro athlete you admire?
I like a lot. I like LeBron because I think his leadership is amazing, and now he, like, takes care of his teammates. And then I like Kyrie Irving just because of sandals.
Kyrie Irving and his sandals. Okay. There you go. See, I like Ted Williams because he goes way back.
You just dated. Lost both of them.
Yeah. Quizzical looks here. But we all have a favorite kind of an athlete we look up to. But thank you for coming in here tonight.
Yes,
and
thank you for having
thank us. Thank you for having me.
And good luck. I tell you, we're going to be doing a lot of your games down the stretch. CMC championship coming up Tuesday, and then the real playoffs, the high school playoffs, public high school playoffs begin Friday. So it'll be a lot of excitement the next couple of weeks, and a lot of it will be here on WFMD. So just stay tuned. We'll have most of the games. And hopefully you'll be going to Towson, and Nicholas will be going down to College Park in the state Final Four. It's fun having these guys.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. Michaela Daniels, Nicholas Lang, our Athletes of the Month. We want to thank Premier Dental Arts and also Buffalo Wild Wings, our sponsors of the High School Athlete of the Month. And join us again next week on Frederick County Sports Weekend. For Ed Luley, I'm Pete McLeod. Thank you for listening, and we'll be on next Sunday, 12:05 p.m. on WFMD.